Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, all those things that we did not get to during the course of the show today. From the Woke Files, the Girl Scouts of Canada have renamed the Brownies branch to the Embers. They are now going to be known as the Embers, no longer the Brownies.
What was wrong with Brownies?
It's offensive, not inclusive.
You're making that.
An honest, truthful. I'm not making this up. You would think I was making this up. They want to be more inclusive and welcoming to all girls. So they have immediately changed the name. They said that they want people to enjoy the outdoor adventure activity group with members embraced the change. We're all about this, and we were really thrilled to get the support of the organization. When you say to a girl, she says that their very basic level, the namesake makes the girls feel like they don't belong, their automatic reaction is, well, you should change it. And I don't see how you don't belong. Like, I do not understand this, how the saying the Brownies made you feel like you don't belong.
Does it not say in there how they found Brownies offensive?
No. Just some adult probably was like, can't do this anymore. I looked at the history. The history of the word Brownies began in England, 1914, and it was based on a book, The Brownies, and it's English folklore, and the Brownies were a gentle, clever, helping fairies who came in and helped people's homes discreetly and did good turns for them. And so somebody went, oh, that would be like these little girls. We're training them to be good people and to do nice things for people. Why don't we call them the Brownies? It's based in that folklore. But then now it's bad, you know?
So it doesn't stem from like a racist
No, it has
situation.
Nothing to do with that. No, it's unbelievable.
So they're offended because it's based on folklore?
No, because it says Brownies, and so Brownies is derogatory or could be non-inclusive for somebody else who's not brown. Who knows anymore? Just knows? Now, they did have two options to vote on, the Embers or the Comets, and they went with the Embers, which somebody's going to be offended by that.
Isn't that still a color? Like, yeah. Isn't Ember? Oh, no, that's Amber.
That's the Amber, yeah.
Whoopsie.
Okay, so I Googled it.
Yes.
So Brownie is offensive because some people use it as an ethnic slur for people of color.
Right. Apparently. I've never heard that.
I'm sure it's not.
And I'm from the
modern
South. Yeah.
I'm sure it's less than modern, though. I'm sure it was like a much more prevalent thing decades and decades ago. And so I'm sure that there is some history rooted in that being an offensive term. Using the argument of the it being folklore, I think that should be the point.
We're losing our minds when it comes to woke culture and stuff like that. Betty Rock was just playing this TikTok of somebody that was saying that Harvard med students are learning how to be sensitive to the LGBTQIA+ community of infants. You've got to be kidding me. You have to be kidding me. That cannot be real, that they're teaching them that gender is fluid with infants. And they're like, well, babies that were assigned female at birth might be bi or what. Like, oh my glory. Are you kidding me right now?
You need to keep in mind, because you're getting amped up.
I should be.
I know you should be, but
we all should be.
It could be that was one person that wrote that whole paper.
Sure.
Okay. And because these websites know it's going to get a big reaction,
right,
they post it.
Right.
So because one person writes this paper and says this is what we should be doing.
Right.
Yes, we should not be doing that, but they're posting it so that it gets reaction. So I'm not saying, so I don't want you to think it's just now this overall, yes, this was what we should be doing. Yeah. Like, not everybody is on the boat. Like, that video we just watched had over 10,000 people saying, yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is, because it is ridiculous. But here's the thing. What happens inside of culture when you're not allowed to call something ridiculous because it is blatantly ridiculous and you're labeled as hate speech, that's the problem. We've let the loud side of all these arguments mute everyone else who has an opinion that's counter to theirs, and so that's the thing that I'm like, I'm done with that. You want to label me as someone who hates, or I have hate speech because I have an opinion that's counter to yours, do it all day. Don't care.
But I think that they are, the people that might be on board with this are probably hurting themselves, because they are putting gender gender, whatever, to everything,
right,
even to infants. And so people are seeing from the obvious standpoint that this is ridiculous.
There is going to be a backlash. Like there will be, because it's just like when people assign race issues to things that are not race issues, all of a sudden real race issues go farther down the list and people don't see them as such anymore. And that's damaging to genuine, honest racial relations that we do need to improve. And so because people make it ludicrous, you tend to throw everything out at that point. And the same thing happens here. When they start getting so, so ludicrous, there will be a backlash against it where people in America, what is the one thing we're really good at in America? It's getting fed up and having enough. And when something goes so far to the other side and people go, all right, I'm done. Like COVID was that way. COVID got to the point where people were like, I'm done. I don't care, government, what you say. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing this anymore. And we just went about our new world. And the government then had to change. All of a sudden the government's like, the numbers, they're not as bad anymore. Everything's good. You guys just go do what you're going to do. It's fine. You know, because people just got fed up and they're like, we're not taking this anymore. And I think it's the same way. I think the thing that really frustrates me or bothers me about this, it's you have adults that are putting things forward and putting things on to kids that shouldn't be there because of their own brokenness and their own pseudo wokeness, you know, and they're damaging people and they're damaging relations to justify their own messed up inside, you know. And it's just crazy to me. I'm just done. Seriously done with this. So anyway, this was interesting. King Charles, he had a chaplain, the former chaplain to the late Queen Elizabeth is speaking out about King Charles III's multi-faith and multiculturalism, and he warns that those concepts could be the end of the British monarchy.
King Charles is multi-faith?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Saying is he was the monarch to the Queen, or the chaplain to the Queen, and he's saying that that King Charles is not devout to the one true God, if you will. Like, he's too open to things. He's saying the problem is either you're a defender of your faith or you're not. He noted that the British monarch publicly is promising to maintain the United Kingdom as a Protestant reformed religion, but his point is that you have to take an oath. Will you give your utmost of your power to maintain the laws of God and a true profession of the gospel? Will you, to the utmost of your power, maintain the kingdom as a Protestant religion? Blah, blah, blah. And this is what Queen Elizabeth all those years ago answered: all this I promise I do. And they're saying that he is way more open with multiculturalism than in keeping the religious parts of the monarchy intact. Mm-hmm. Now, some people would say, oh, you're more enlightened. You know, you are way more enlightened. You see all the sides and mm-hmm. you represent everything. But this guy's contention is that's not what England is, and you're going against the history and against God.
I don't think that Charles has the people's respect. I think that's ultimately the problem, because we learned a lot about him through The Crown on Netflix. We also learned a lot about him through Diana's own book. And you just find out that he's not a respectable person. So people are going to look for ways to knock him down a notch or two because they don't respect him.
Gavin, can you Google how old is Prince Charles?
I was looking that up. 74. Which
I would have thought he was older than that.
Yeah, he looks more ancient.
He does. I would have put him like mid-80s or like even later. Wow, that's amazing.
To me, it seems very interesting to be like that old and have not theoretically landed on the one thing you believe, I guess, because I feel like there's a... Not a blind faithness to being young and like being a kid and believing like the one thing is true, but to be that old and still trying to figure out what all is true?
I don't know that he's trying to figure it out. I think he's playing the game. I think that's what it is. It's like you can't, again, in this day and age, you can't say anything against anybody else's beliefs because then you are in the wrong. So I think he's opened it up because he's sympathetic to LGBTQ stuff and different religions and stuff like that. And this guy is saying, so the problem is we're having at the moment is that Christianity is under assault. Now, the question is, what does a Christian king do about that? Does a Christian king save Christianity and become a defender of the faith, which is what he's supposed to be doing? Will he do that? Mm-hmm. And this guy who's been in that circle is like, it's not going to happen. Yeah. And so that's kind of the problem in that. So it'll be interesting to see. I wish someone would do how they do future looks at somebody? Like they take a picture of them from when they were either a kid or when they were, 20s, and they age it up to see what they look like.
You want to know what you look like at 74?
No, I've done that before on that app. Oh, and it wasn't horrible, but it wasn't great. But like King Charles looks so old. Like I said, I thought he was in his 80s. I'd love to see, because he was married to Princess Di. What would Princess Di look like if she was currently alive? Mm-hmm. Today with him, would she still look very classy and put together, and he would be, I think, you know what it's going to be? It's going to be Prince William and Kate. That's what it's going to be. That's the future. Like Prince William is not going to look good in his 80s, and Princess Kate will be radiant.
Yeah. I think, this is my personal opinion, that William probably has more respect from the people than his own dad does.
I would say that because his dad made a lot of people mad with the Diana stuff because he was having an affair.
Camilla. And Camilla actually married her.
Yeah, they called her the bulldog in French press because Diana had the love of the people and this other lady did not, And so, yeah, it'd be interesting to see in the 70s, man, like he could reign into the hundreds. I mean, that could be a 30-year reign for him, which is hard to believe.
Yeah.
Because how old was she when she died? 96? Princess Elizabeth?
Like that,
So, I mean, he could get a good 20.
And his dad was 99, I think.
25 years in the seat before Harry's never getting a shot, but William.
No.
Yeah. And William's in his 30s, so William would be in his 50s getting the thing.
Which is pretty decent.
Yeah, that's great because then he gets a 40-year reign. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, there you go. All right. What do you got, Lady Rock?
I have a list that was put together of beloved celebrities that actually might annoy us. So people were asked, the general public, they were asked, what is that celebrity that most people like, but you're like, they give me an icky feeling and this is why. Yeah. So they put together 10 celebrities.
Okay.
I don't think that these are people that ranked high on the list. They were just good reasons,
like,
and they thought they were funny.
It's kind of like, I know it's not popular, but I don't like Tom Hanks, and people are like, what do you mean you don't like Tom Hanks? He's the best ever. Yeah. And then some people don't.
So one of those that made the list was Chris Pratt. This person said, once he got into the action star roles, something was missing. It seems like he's got a huge ego.
Oh, come on.
I don't get that from him.
I don't get that from him. Even if I got a little ego, you have to have ego to do that job, and he got jacked. He got ripped. Good for him.
Yeah.
He was pudgy Andy on Parks and Rec.
Loved
and then he
him.
Reinvented himself.
He crushed it.
I like his stand that he takes for his faith, and he's far from perfect, as we all are, but that's what I think I like about him. He's relatable.
Reese Witherspoon, someone said, I don't know why exactly, but I just get these vibes from her that tell me she's probably not a nice person.
I will never forget her getting pulled over, and I want to say it was for a DUI. Like, do you know who I am?
Yeah, she said, do you know who I am?
Yes.
Ooh, that's not a good look.
You cannot do
wasn't
that.
Wasn't a good look.
Ever.
Someone said Neil Patrick Harris. He just strikes me as pretty holier than thou.
That's funny, too, like people making, inferences about them and they've never met them.
It's true, but I guess you do that based off
their public persona.
Yeah. Someone said Ryan Reynolds. There's just something about him
that
feels disingenuous.
No, blasphemy.
I think he's so overly genuous.
Yeah, I like him.
I just saw a Mint Mobile commercial for him. He's so likable. Like, I want to cancel my Verizon and go get Mint Mobile, even though I just signed up for Verizon, man.
Do it.
Like, he's the same character in everything that he does, but you're like, working for you.
It's always a likable character, too.
And this one I totally agree with. They said Oprah. She's completely fake and out of touch.
Yeah.
Especially when she puts out her top 10 Christmas list
those,
thing.
Yeah.
And nothing is under $1,000.
I think her moment is done, though, too. Like, I feel like she hit her peak, and it's just like we still treat her as like Oprah is the same Oprah. Right. I feel like her peak is gone.
She was huge.
Oh,
like,
I know.
She really did. Yeah, she did a great job with her career and maximizing it at the time. But I agree. Like, I don't think about Oprah anymore. And there was a time where something's going on. You're like, what's Oprah think? You know, and like now you're like, Oprah, she's still around.
Who cares?
Yeah.
I think eventually we're going to see Harry and Meghan Markle hit that.
Yeah. I think they're already there.
They probably are.
I do think that. Yeah, I think they're definitely
there. I spent
there.
A good hour yesterday afternoon just getting on Twitter and Instagram looking at the hashtag Shut Up Harry.
Oh,
just because I wanted to see what people were saying.
Yeah.
There's some pretty funny memes.
Nah. I haven't seen like one positive opinion on them recently.
I know. And that's funny too, because I'm sure they expected to garner the support of the people. We're just like you guys.
No, but
you
can't be a millionaire sitting in your castle with so many offers. Like people want your books and want you to do specials on Netflix and say, we just want our privacy and also feel sorry for us. You can't find sympathy in the public
because
we don't understand where you're at in life.
I've loved like the Democrats, especially when you got Bernie Sanders or you've got Biden or Pelosi and all of them. We're just like you. We're the party. You guys are millionaires many times over. Yeah. The amount of money Nancy Pelosi has is unconscionable, you know, and it's like, you guys, you are out of touch. You pretend to be, you know, like the party that people, but you're not, you know.
I agree.
That's the one thing that I liked about Trump is that he was like, I'm not the party of the people. You know, like I am better than all of you. I am richer than all of you. There's something that's a little refreshing about that.
At least you respect it. He knows where he stands.
Hey, man, I get it. Like, good for you.
I wish I was.
I know. That's something to aspire to, I guess. You got some birthdays or no?
I do not.
What?
Would you like a question?
I would.
Okay. Well, Kayla and Cody, they wanted to ask, have you ever played an instrument?
Yes.
What did you play?
In high school, I played trumpet first, and I was not very good at it. And then I switched to saxophone.
Nice. What made you switch and pick that one?
Because I thought I could play it better, and there was less people playing it. And like, do you know in high school you have chairs, and so they rank you first, second, and third chair, like the best three players. And so there were a lot of trumpet players, and so there were less sax players. There was like two, so I'm like, I'm guaranteed third chair, even if I stink at this. Yeah. So I like. That's why I switched.
Did you make it to third chair?
Yeah, there's only three.
But was
only
that
two.
The highest that you got?
Oh, yeah.
I never got to second chair.
No. So I did that. I kind of wanted to play trombone. I think trombone's a cool instrument, but I've never played that. But then I play guitar, ukulele.
Bass.
Drums badly, you know, like I play everything mediocrely. Like I'm not great at any of them, but I do like playing. Like I've been playing like most nights now at home. I go home and I learn like some new song to me, but old, you know, classic song from my era. And so last night, I told Haley, I was like, hey, are you going to be awake, you know, before I go to bed? Because I go to bed earlier and my daughter's home visiting. And I'm like, I'm going to take this upstairs and I got to grab a shower and then I'd like to see you before you go to bed. And so I take the thing upstairs and that's where my guitars are and everything. And I'm like, So I plugged it in and I just start playing like super loud. And I just hear her scream, that's not getting a shower and going to bed. You know, like she became the parent and I sat there and played for like 30 minutes. And, love it. Rock, you dabbled in the guitar arts since I've known you.
I did, and that did not stick.
Mm-hmm. How long did you try?
Oh, not long at all.
Because Danny Ray plays your dad.
Yeah, my dad can play any instrument he puts his hands to.
Can he really?
He plays a lot of different instruments. Huh. But I didn't get that. I really did well at piano.
You did?
In elementary. Okay. Won a student of the year at one point.
What?
But now I couldn't tell you anything. I couldn't play it. I can tell you where middle C is, That's about it.
I wish I had played piano. Like, I wish, like, my parents never made me take piano, and they were the kids that, like, you have to take piano, like Zach, who used to be on the show. And so, like, anytime we're out anywhere and there's a piano, Zach will sit down and kind of play. And I think it's to steal the spotlight from me. And yeah, it's what he does.
Your brain works.
No, but I would think that would be really fun to, like, to be able to just sit down and play something that people recognize, you know? Mm-hmm. That's like playing bass. Like, you, like, no one ever knew what you're playing, like, doom. Doom, 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 doom. You know, it's like, doesn't matter. So playing guitar is at least a little more fun because people recognize what you're playing if you do it halfway decent. Gavin, did you play an instrument?
I just played the baritone for five
months. Baritone sax?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
I actually don't know if that looks like a small tuba.
Oh, no, that's not a sax.
Okay, just a baritone.
Okay, then. I didn't know it was just called a baritone.
That's what I was told. They're okay. Like, here's the baritone.
Okay.
And I had to get, like, a music credit in high school. Mm-hmm. And so I played for one semester with my school band, and I did win the most improved performer from middle school to high school. So I beat out a bunch of sixth and seventh graders. So take that. But other than that, I have no musical ability. I played the recorder for a little bit in grade school because everyone did that at one point.
Oh, the flute. Yeah, we used to call it the flutophone.
Yeah, it's a super easy basic instrument. But I always had to, at least with the baritone, because we're doing school band, is that I'd have my music in front of me and I never learned which notes were what. And so instead of on my music, instead of saying like A, this, A, B,
right.
Still really don't understand. I would just, because the baritone only had three vowels,
right.
I would just do 1-3, right. 1-2, 1. Like that's all I would do over each one.
Yeah.
And I was decent at that. But then we went to a competition and they were like, all right, we're going to do some sight reading.
Oh, no.
And my teacher was just like, I just don't want you to play during
yeah.
Like, don't,
just
like,
be
with
quiet.
The band, just don't,
don't
play.
Don't drag us down.
I was like, hey, I can do that.
Whatever you do, don't drag us down. I faked at a recital one time, too.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
that
seems
hard.
We had a recital. Oh, no. Playing the sax was easy. I looked like probably the best saxophone player ever because I'm like, I could fake things. So I'm just sitting there like playing and I'm moving my fingers, just not blowing any air into it because I hadn't practiced.
No, sure.
And I was not good. And so I just faked. And then, you know, you finish, you're like, oh, my gosh, you were so good. Like, thanks. It was ever
take a bow.
Yeah, I love it. It's fun. It's music's my life.
Would you ever want to learn any, like, if you were like, oh, do you ever see yourself wanting to learn?
Because your roommate plays
anything? Drums,
he could teach you.
Yeah. I don't really have a desire to.
Me neither.
No. I would like to learn to play the banjo. But other than that,
banjo is harder than you would think. It's not as easy as you would think to play. But
how similar is it to like a ukulele then?
I think banjo has 5 strings, and you do a lot of finger picking with it, which I think that makes it hard too.
There's 2 different ways to play it, but yeah, one of them is a lot of finger picking.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I think that's going to do it for our Aftercast for today. And so, as always, thanks for being a potty.